As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
1, 2, 3.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what Magical Engineer Frank and I are going to do. We have a great show. We're going to be talking about the veto of the fever. That's what medicine likes to do, is cancel out the fever. And we're going to go over that because, hey, cold and flu season is upon us, and you want the best defense ever, so we're going to talk about that. And we'll see if we have time to talk about more viruses and the differences in viruses, too, because you're going to get to know what you're sick with, bacterial or viral infection. If you're paying attention and you're listening to this show, you're going to know without even going to the doctor. We have also a quack report, but before we get into all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi, righteous men and women in uniform, and I'm lifting this nation up in prayer. I'm hitting the knees. I'm seeking the Lord's face, and you should too. Mind the time, it grows short. Today's devotional puts us in Psalms 28. It says, "The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song I will praise him." Amen. You want some strength? Whatever the Holy Spirit's in you, it's stronger than he that is in the world. You can count on that. It is a promise, and God can't lie. So go for it. Seek the Lord's face. Mind time, it grows short, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Oh, thanks, Frank. First up in the quack report, a newly discovered virus is disturbing scientists. Here's the thing. We're going to talk about a little bit about viruses and a little bit about how they work. But there's this new type of virus that has defied all accountability of what science knows about viruses, so it shocked them. They have no idea how this virus infects the host. And you know where they found this stuff? They were digging around in hog poop. Yeah, they go around turning over all kinds of rocks, and they find these new pathogens, you know. So researchers in Japan were combing through pig manure, and they discovered this new virus. And usually living things have, you know, DNA and RNA. Viruses typically have a shell and a protein outer core. And this one doesn't have a shell. It doesn't have the typical looks and features and acoustics of a virus. And that's what's just totally freaking these people out. So new virus, they're calling it the G family. Yep, the Extrovirus G family, new category, yay, has no shell, at which it has completely baffled scientists. So University Agriculture and Technology over there in Japan, they said they found a new recombatant virus different structural proteins, maybe facing an entirely new system of viral evolution. The viral evolution is what they're calling it. All right, last but not least in the Quack Report, ginger root. Ugh, another great herb out there. They say it could prevent some common diseases because it has some powerful natural medicine. Yes, new study researchers are reflecting on ginger having anti-stroke capability. So apparently it reduces oxidative stress and inflammation and helps, smooth out that blood supply. There's less restriction, no constricted arteries and that kind of thing. And they also said people with high blood pressure can also benefit from the ginger root, as well as reducing any type of hypertension, palpitations of the heart, inflammation, oxidative stress, anti-tumor properties. They found anti-tumor properties in ginger, Frank. Look at that. And fights against also diabetic-induced complications and kidney problems. So ginger root, folks. Ginger, ginger, ginger. It's wonderful. You go get some. And that wraps the Quack Report. Thank you, Frank. All right, we're going to talk about, we've got a few minutes here before we got to take a little break, and we're going to talk about the veto of the fever, or fever veto. Say that three times fast. Fever veto. Well, researchers coming out of McMaster University in Ontario, Canada, they're shedding some light on the important facts on the purpose of having a fever. And we've talked about fever facts before, but this is kind of a new angle. We're going to look at this. Most people are, pretty much told, take the over-the-counter drugs to turn off your fever, suppress your fever. But now science is saying that, hey, hold on there. That may be the wrong thing to do. So we're going to take a look at one of the immune system's most important mechanisms to protect you from disease. It's called the fever. Your fever is your friend. Always remember that. And I know you're probably saying, well, Miss Wendy, when I get a fever, I don't feel so good. Well, I'm going to show you some little tricks, okay? It's kind of hard to believe, maybe not so hard to believe, that medical science has kind of been wrong about the workings of the immune system and your fever function. Can you just wrap your brain around that one? But people have been conditioned to believe what their doctors tell them, and doctors have been taught in medical school what the drug companies tell them. So it's kind of drilled into the physicians when they enter medical school, even though their textbooks may say something different. They're taught to prescribe. That's why. So the more drugs that they prescribe, the better. So it's really not really a surprise that, medicine would tell patients, hey, turn off your fever with some drugs and take additional medications as your illness may linger. And do you suppose that the fever reaction was labeled as bad for you simply because it was associated with disease? That's a possibility. It was a common conclusion hundreds of years ago that the fever was not what physicians wanted to see. Well, we got some real good clues here coming up on the other side of this break, so we'll be right back.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need apothecary herbs.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
We're back on Herb Talk, and we're talking about fever, the fever mechanism that's God put into the immune system. It's there for a reason, and you can actually leverage the fever and come out a winner. We're going to talk about that. Here is a quote from the clinical manual on fever in children. It says this: fever is perhaps the most ancient hallmark of disease, and it dates back to as far as civilization itself. So that's the question, you know, did people just sort of naturally associate a fever with disease and it became an evil thing? We should get rid of it? Possibly. The ancient Greeks, though, and some other ancient civilizations thought the fever was a benefit. Now, modern scientific medicine has thought, you know, this is kind of like nonsense. They call that thinking an ancient concept. So the notion that the fever was a dangerous thing to have, and to have, you know, kind of become a popular notion, it was dangerous in the 18th century. That was during the Renaissance period. So anti-fever treatments became very popular by physicians, and they were intensely used. And for the most part, they're still doing it today. So what happened in the last decade? Well, more research has come out on the immune system in the last 100 years, and there is still a lot of disagreement over the benefit of having a fever. Now, scientific research has noted that the immune system is complex and that the mechanism called the fever has an overall benefit. So the Canadian researchers at McMaster University tested fever responses in animals and humans after they were given a virus, and they measured the increase in immune system cells and did comparison to those given fever reducing drugs. And what they found was when a fever is artificially reduced by drugs, you know, Tylenol, aspirin, it gives disease an advantage. Okay. So suppressing the fever is not a good idea. So they calculated this out. They had some sort of mathematical model, and they calculated it to be, When you suppress a fever, it increases to more than 1,000 additional deaths a year from just influenza alone in North America. So turning off a fever increases your risk of death if you have influenza, especially if you're over the age of 65. Now, here is a quote from the Proceedings of the Royal Society, January 2014, where they said, contrary to popular belief, fever-reducing medication may inadvertently cause more harm than good, end of quote. So I think, you know, slowly, I think people in science are coming around. But, you know, the main thing is you go to your doctor and you don't feel good. The fever creates all those, you know, body aches, and of course you feel hot and uncomfortable. So the common excuse from your physician is to lower your fever, make the patient feel more comfortable. And they also said, you know, we want to make sure you don't have a high fever, because they tell you it could cause seizures. They call it febrile seizures. Well, patients tend to lack knowledge on that, and they don't know that febrile seizures are extremely rare, and they typically occur in cases of head trauma and vaccine use, and usually occurs in adults, not children. So physicians who say otherwise are either ignorant or deceitful. So what medicine does realize is that when they have patients lower the fever with drugs, they know that they're going to be sicker longer and they're going to be contagious as well. So this translates into a possible second office visit, maybe emergency care visit. It also will infect more people, which multiply the number of patients needing to see a physician. It also multiplies on the purchases of over-the-counter products for cold and flu. Let me read you this quote. This is by Dr. David Price. He's with the Institute of Infectious Disease Research at McMaster University, Canada. He was involved in the study. And he says, when people have flu, they often take medication to reduce the fever. And no one likes to feel miserable, but it turns out that our comfort might be at the cost of infecting others. That is because fever can help lower the amount of viruses in a sick person's body and reduce the likelihood of transmitting disease to others. Therefore, taking drugs to lower fever increases disease transmission. And we've discovered that this has a significant increase on the whole population. Ill people who have reduced their fever give off or shed more virus, end of quote. This is from Dr. David Price once again. He says, we found with our mathematical model that fever-reducing drugs increase disease transmission by about 5%. And, yeah, Frank's right. It's good for business. Yeah, that's the point I was making. You know, medicine is a corporation. They need to sell stuff. Time, appointments, drugs, that kind of thing. Here is a quote from Dr. Paul Andrews. He's with the Department of Psychology, Neuroscience, and Behavior at McMaster's University in Canada. He says, as always, Mother Nature knows best. Fever is a defense mechanism to protect ourselves and others. Patients are advised to take fever-reducing drugs, and medical textbooks state that doing so is harmless. This view needs to change, end of quote. I agree there, Doc. It do. It need to change. Dr. Ben Bolker, he's with the Department of Mathematics, Statistics, and Biology at McMaster's, and he says, healthcare professionals have focused on making their patients feel better by reducing fever without considering potentially harmful side effects at the population level. End of quote. Yeah, haven't I been saying this, Frank? Haven't I been saying this a while? You know, people that go get artificial vaccines, artificial infections, they shed the virus and, you know, they infect others. So getting flu shots starts the flu season, actually. You spread the flu. Well, what are we going to do moving forward? Well, patients are largely unaware that drug companies highly influence the context of medical textbooks. So as the Canadian team of researchers move to do more research and get more accurate measurements on how fever-reducing therapies affect disease in the overall population, well, they're going to miss the overall picture. And again, as we strain out the gnat, we're swallowing a camel. Because any form of fever reduction invites the spread of disease, period. You know, regardless of it being a mass amount or a small amount, who wants to be ill? So calculations of a percentage of the population really that become ill really not going to change the fact that they do get ill. All right, well, how long have we known this? Well, the National Center of Biotechnology Information has a collection of writings that they've titled The History of Fever Therapy in the Treatment of Disease. It was all compiled by Dr. William Bierman of Mount Sinai Hospital, New York, and he did it in 1942. So he writes about how centuries of fever therapy has been utilized to combat disease before the invention of the fever-lowering drugs. So he was saying what, you know, a lot of natural therapists say. Fever is a good thing. You know, it burns off the virus or the infection and helps you get well. Here is Hippocrates at 417 BC. He says, give me the power to produce fever and I'll cure all disease. They knew then. Rupos of Epirus, 76 AD, he wrote, if indeed any were so good a physician as to be able to produce a fever, it would not be necessary to look for any other remedy in sickness, because they know a fever is the immune system's release of the killer T cells, the macrophages, to your antibodies, another word for it, and it kills the infection. So Dr. Bierman is illustrating in his writings that the origins of fever therapy go way back in medical antiquity. So ancient physicians would instruct patients to use the hot sun to encourage a fever to overcome their illness. Later, other physicians would take feverish patients near natural water sources and place them in water for hydrotherapy effects to strengthen the immune system response. So soaking in hot springs is still used as a therapy today. And if we think about it, hot compresses, heating pads, herbal rubs all create heat at a localized area and is creating what is called a mini fever in a hot spot. Yeah. So it stimulates blood flow and blood brings healing. And to this day, sports medicine physicians use hot and cold water therapies to stimulate blood flow and speed the healing process regarding injuries. That's why they do that. So there are ancient writings of physicians that were using hot air caverns fed by volcanic activity in the 5th century BC. And all this is often put into the category of thermotherapy, heat source therapy. So the ancient world kind of worked with the fever, not against it, and it got people better quickly. So when we think of modern medicine being supposedly way advanced compared to our ancestors, however, how could men of science overlook something so basic and important as a fever defense and go to the extent as to abuse the truth about it? Makes you wonder how educated they really are. Hippocrates is said to be the father of modern medicine, and he wrote about how often he utilized hot water treatments for a myriad of maladies. And Hippocrates would write a prescription for his patients. Hey, go to the island of Melos, where there's natural hot baths. Visit the hot baths, and often they would be cured. Just go get sit in a hot tub. There you go. That fever will go on, and you'll be done. We got to take a little break. More on the other side. Be right back. As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Hey, we're back here on Herb Talk, and we're talking about fevers and how you're going to leverage your fever next time you get sick, and you'll be amazed. Oh, we're getting to that good part. Just a minute. You know, we're talking about Hippocrates, father of modern medicine. And you know what he also did? He understood really that your skin, the largest body's organ, responds to heat. So he used that. And he used the skin, heating up the skin, and it would circulate the blood through the body faster, and blood brings healing. Okay, so one of the things the ancients discovered is that those with high blood pressure often ran a risk of a nosebleed when they used thermotherapy treatments. And Hippocrates noted this in his writings. He called it nasal hemorrhage. So this often was an indicator to them that the person had hypertension and they couldn't tolerate the heat. Have you ever not noticed that when people, you know, have high blood pressure, they're hot all the time? You're always fighting over the thermostat with people like that. And, of course, during the break, Frank and I were having a little discussion about, you know, he went to Finland, you know, some of the Swedes and Nordic folks, they used a lot of hot and cold therapies for healing. So it's an ancient thing. It is, and it works. I mean, that's, you know, you don't keep doing what don't work, so you pass it on down to the next generation. Native American Indians used sweat tents. Sea captains on boats did the same thing. If someone was sick in the crew, put them in a sweat tent. Didn't want the whole crew getting sick. Sweat it out. You know, if they'll put you in there, and if that didn't kill you, you were healed, right? Right. Here is a quote. This is a 20th century group of practitioners by the name of Welch, Pfluger, Weichau, and Cullen, and they said, in order to overcome disease, the objective of the clinician should not be the direct suppression of the elevation of temperature, but rather the destruction of the foreign agent responsible for the inflammation and fever. We recognize that microorganisms are not the only cause of inflammation and fever, but that there are a host of chemical and toxic causes as well. End of quote. Also, here's a quote from the journal Immunity, January 2019, that said, fever is known to power up the immune system and help immune cells find the infection. Aha, the honing device. That's what it is. All right. Well, let's talk about that for a second. We're, you know, because your immune system to fight disease, the antibody, the whole shebang there is temperature specific. So according to some research by the Federation of American Societies for Experimental Biology, specific immune cells, you have different immune system cells. So specific immune system cells are linked to the fever. So these cells are called your T cells, and these are the cells that destroy infections. So T cells are the cells that you want to fight against viruses, bacteria, tumors, and so forth. So this research goes on to confirm what, you know, I learned a long time ago in herbal school and what natural medicine physicians have been saying for centuries, and that is the higher your fever, the more killer T cells are circulating in the bloodstream. That's a good thing. So what's more important to know is that without the fever, these cells are not engaged, and they are essentially your antibody defenses. They're not engaged. They're on hold. They haven't had marching orders sent yet. Scary thought, isn't it, when you want to take an aspirin or a Tylenol now? And you're going to think about your whole, you know, troop of killer T cells ready to destroy the infection, and you put them on hold. They can't engage the enemy. Well, the artificial infections, like we talk about vaccines, especially, they have those dead strains of disease in them. Well, the immune system doesn't recognize them as a threat and produces no antibody for them. That's a given. That's recognized in science already. Of course, scientific medicine has known about this for at least 35 years, and vaccines are still produced and given, though. Well, it's because they seed the body with disease. It's a moneymaker for, scientific medicine. That's what that's about. All right. Professor Chen, he describes the process in his research that the degree of a fever, when it increases the expression of proteins that influence your antibodies. So high fevers expedite immune system efficiency, he says, and shortens the duration of your illness. Well, the fever assists the immune system cells, including your adaptive cells and your lymphocyte transmigration cells. Fever's a good thing. Here's a quote from Professor Chen. He's at the Shanghai Institute of Biochemistry and Cell Biology. He says, our findings show that the fever mechanism not only applies to lymphocytes, but also to your innate, inborn immune system cells like monocytes. It is a general mechanism that can apply to lots of different immune cells. So he's saying your immune system defense is temperature specific. Okay. It has to hit 101 before it starts to engage those antibodies. So there's multiple ways that drugs suppress your immune system other than aspirin and Tylenol and ibuprofen. Some of the other drugs that turn off your immune system are in the steroid category. Sometimes steroids are given for inflammatory problems or fungal diseases. So if you are taking cortisone, hydrocortisone, or prednisone, it really influences or suppresses immune system function. But medicine has 1,575 drugs at their disposal to turn off your fever and your immune system from working properly. Okay. The list you can find on WebMD.com. It's under their drug section. Let's get to the fever secrets, as I promised here. Most people are kind of scared by their physician that, hey, your fever's dangerous and it could cause a serious harm to you. Often parents are told, hey, fevers could bring about a seizure for your kid. That's dangerous for their brain. But medical textbooks are stating that seizures brought about by fever really doesn't happen in children. It's rare, but it happens in adults. And actually, seizures are often brought on by head traumas and vaccine use, okay? Not by the virus. Not by the flu. So we have to ask ourselves, why do physicians who know better, why are they lying to their patients? Well, the answer is to push the medications. And there is a number one rule to assisting the immune system. And this is what it is. If you want to help your immune system out, Frank just shows me a bunch of dollar signs. I know Frank. It's a money-making industry, I know. So here's the number one rule. If you want to assist your immune system, shorten your duration of illness. You don't want to shut off your fever. You don't want to suppress it. And you want to keep the fever wet. You want to keep hydrating, drinking plenty of fluids, and you're flushing the virus out. So you're helping the immune system do its thing. You're not interfering with it. And as it destroys the viruses, you're drinking the fluids to help flush it out of the system. So if you take those two steps, most people can get rid of a virus, including a flu virus, in just 1 to 2 days. How would you like that, Frank? If you got the flu, yeah, Frank says I'm a big garlic guy. I know. If you got the flu, most people are sick with the flu 5 to 7 days. They're in misery 5 to 7 days. You can get over the flu in 1 to 2 days if you just follow that thing. So working with your immune system, not against it, will prevent a lot of suffering from viruses like the flu. Here's what I do. If the aches and pains associated with fever, go take 1 or 2 warm baths a day. It really lessens that intensity of achiness. Okay. The warm water will lift that achy feeling. I also don't eat solid foods and I drink maybe light chicken broth soup, plenty of fresh garlic I put in that chicken broth, by the way. There's the garlic, Frank. Also herbal teas, lots of water. Maybe some citrus juice from time to time, orange juice. I usually also utilize my immune support herbs as well. But you won't really feel like eating when you have a virus. It's your body's way of saying, hey, I need this energy that I normally would use to help digest solid food. I need that energy now to fight this infection. So you're not hungry. And this is where you get that old saying, starve a fever. Right. So I hope this is helpful to folks, you know, as the flu season comes up here soon. We've answered some of these questions about fever. You can work with your immune system, not against it, and you won't be as sick as long. And I have to wonder how many people who have gone to the hospital with the flu and they're given anti-fever drugs and the infection takes hold and they die from it. So according to the McMaster folks, 1,000 people a year. I think it's higher than that. So when you take away your fever, you actually cut off the legs of your immune system, and essentially you're putting it in a wheelchair. There's really no defense if you're sitting in a wheelchair. So when people discover there's a gentler and better way to beat infections and assist their immune system, not work against it, and use immune support herbs, they tend to relax. They don't panic. They don't worry so much. And when they get over their first hurdle or infection, they really are amazed and they feel very much empowered. Yeah, that's right. This is what medical physicians should be doing for you, empowering you, helping you be stronger. Each time you fight an infection naturally, normally, your antibodies code that for the next time. And they can adapt that code to a future infection that's similar. But if you start, you know, taking drug suppressant antibiotics and all this other stuff, you rob your immune system of that ability and for the future ability of protecting you. So the immune system is very complex, sophisticated, and it has a memory. Okay. So herbal immune boosting formulas, if you're looking for them in professional strength grade, look at the folks at Apothecary Herbs. This is what practitioners would buy and sell to you, but you can buy direct. Apothecary Herbs, the number's toll-free in the United States and Canada, 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Of course, they have a web address, thepowerherbs.com. The Power Herbs, the T-H-E, Power Herbs with an S.com, because it puts the power back in your hands. And if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs, and that's where your healthcare options just became endless. That's right. Oh, and if you're there, check out or ask about their pneumonia kits, their cold and flu formulas, and also some of their prevention formulas, too. The Three Amigos is a good prevention one. That's awesome. That stuff's great. I love that. So they got lots of solutions for everyday problems there, so check them out. And I can see by the clock we're going to be taking a break. But when we come back, we're going to be talking about a little bit more education on viruses so they're not so scary to you, so you can actually know when you have a virus or not. And how would you like to do that? Be right back.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Back here on Herb Talk. You know, we're going to talk about viruses here. You know, a lot of people say, you know, I have to go to the doctor to figure out if I have a virus or bacteria. Well, listen, a virus is just a generic term doctors give you for we don't know what you got. Bacterial infections, they usually can culture, you know, and do a test. But viruses, you know, there's just that general catch-all for you got something, but we're not sure what. Well, viruses are smaller pathogens than bacterial pathogens. They usually are not alive compared to what a bacterial infection is. So a virus needs a host to survive. That's why it can only like survive on a surface for a short time, but it needs a host to survive. So what it usually does is, you know, you either breathe it in, absorb it in, or ingest it. And once it's in your body, the host, it, depending on, you know, the type of virus, it'll have a protein outer layer, and it has, you know, different bumps or surface characteristics that, you know, scientists can tell under a microscope typically what class of virus it would be. So these little surface characteristics are, you know, kind of like how they kind of port. Think of a space shuttle porting into a docking bay. And if it can dock, then it can transfer what's inside the virus into the cell itself and then feed off the cell and then burst the cell open, spreading more viruses. And that's how it replicates and spreads and makes you feel really awful. And the other thing is usually viruses come on pretty suddenly, right? I would say within an hour. You can kind of feel a little off, a dip in your energy. You just don't feel quite right. And within an hour, you can have some full-blown symptoms. Bacterial infections move a bit slower. Okay. You may get a scratchy throat and then a while will go by and then you'll get drainage maybe and maybe a cough, bronchitis and infection that way. So viruses move pretty quickly, and that's how you can kind of tell without having to go to the physician. But if you want to go to the physician, go to your physician. But they've been really researching viruses for the purposes of, not only making new drugs, new vaccines, but also to use, get this, viruses as a delivery vehicle. I'm not kidding. A lot of research in scientific medicine, they're looking at new ways to control the function of the human body to find new ways to deliver drugs specifically to an area and that kind of thing. So a lot of treatments now on prescription drugs, they're looking at newfangled ways, if you will, of kind of taking a virus and genetically modifying it so that it will carry a drug into a specific area of the body. According to this research at the University of Utah and the University of Washington, they're claiming to have developed what is called a blueprint, which would stimulate your human cell to accept viral cells for the purpose of delivering whatever substance they want in that area of the body, you know, whatever drug, which I think is dangerous because if you're stimulating the human body, your human cells to accept viral cells and not resist them. That's not kosher for me. I don't like that at all. So the research did get in the November 2016 Journal of Nature. And what science is doing is they're taking viral pathogens and they're turning them into drug delivery vehicles. How do you think about, what do you think of that, Frank? You know, I wonder if the patient gets it explained to them that way. I don't know. So the blueprint, they say, is They've developed this way how they mimic how the viruses would transfer their infectious disease from cell to cell. They've modified the virus genetics code. They altered it, and they call it now a nano cage, which is a code pack inside the virus membrane. So, you know, they gave the virus luggage to unload. And according to the assistant professor of the University of Washington, his name is Dr. Neil King. So he says it's kind of similar. Here's that similar scenario, the space shuttle docking at a space station unloading its cargo. So the virus will dock with cells, unload whatever drug they've given it, and then move on to the next cell and repeat the process. And they hope the scientists that are involved in this virus drug-laced therapy, they think it's going to be better tolerated by the human body than synthetic material is. Okay. However, aren't the drugs in the virus a synthetic material? I think only 2% of prescription drugs are organic now. The rest are all synthetics made of petrochemical. Yeah, cheap to make. So I'm like saying, they're saying that, you know, the medication will be more of a protein molecule base. Okay. And so it's going to work well with this biologically based new delivery system of using viruses. But why did they use virus pathogens? Well, according to the team, they say viruses have a unique ability to hone in on cells to spread its infectious disease to large numbers of cells. So that's why they're using it. But now they've genetically modified the virus. It's going to spread large amounts of drug instead of disease. At least it sounds good. It's plausible on paper. The theory, it's a hypothesis. All right. So here's a quote from Dr. Wesley Sundquist. He's with the Department of Biochemistry at Utah University School of Medicine. He says, we are shifting the scientific perception from viruses as pathogens to viruses as tools. Tools. Frank, think of that sore throat you get, that flu you get, that fever you're experiencing as a tool. Right. Okay. So they got designer viruses, basically, Frank. That's what they have. They got this blueprint of a virus mechanism to deliver drugs to cells in mass amounts. And the biological process is to mimic the major function of a virus. So a virus has to be able to grasp or dock to a cell membrane. It has to be able to self-assemble in order to spread the delivery of the drug. And it also has to be able to release the cell after it's delivered the drug. So it's got to dock, deliver, release, and repeat. It's got to do that. So scientists hard at work through all these genetic sequencing blueprint codes via trial and error to remove any errors, modify the virus so it'll work, deliver the drug, and not be compromised. So the scientists have spent years on this. They call it a breakthrough. And what do they call them? They're calling it electron microscopist blueprint, nanocage. And they describe it similar to a computer program model. Interesting. So they followed a model of alignment on nanocages while keeping the three major functions of the virus code intact. So the code could be modified to fit other treatments, keeping the basic tenets in place. In other words, they could customize vessels of the virus to dock with other types of cells or even organs that would need drug treatment. So the treatment has really not been tested on humans. More research is being done. And one thing they need to perfect is the virus has to be able to travel long distances in the body and be consistent in delivering the drug in the right quantity. Yeah, you don't want that virus dumping its full load, its full capacity in one area at one time. Bad idea. But the scientists are confident that their therapy, this blueprint, this is a one-of-a-kind therapy, will have no side effects, they say, produce no negative outcomes. Well, okay. Well, you know, they're being positive. They claim that they can use this virus. And get this, not engage the immune system. Now, Frank, did you just hear that? They claim they can use this virus and not engage the immune system. Now, if they can do that, don't you suppose they can hide all kinds of things in a vaccine and not engage the immune system? What do you think, Frank? Oh, do tell. That's what they've been doing. They have been doing that a while. Well, more engineering. They got more engineering to do. And, you know, some more work. They're going to be also incorporating different types of foreign agents, different viruses. They're going to engineer them all. They're going to have some that are cloaked so the immune system doesn't even see them. So it won't engage your immune system antibodies for a cellular defense. And guess what science calls this? They call this drug virus mutants, giving the virus the ability to become undetectable, dodging your immune system. Well, Frank, think about that. So according to Francis Research Group, University of California, Berkeley, lead researcher there, Matt Francis, he's saying that the mutant viruses are usually synthetic in nature and often are taken from a pathogen like E. coli. Ooh. So they're looking at the outer proteins of E. coli as a means to deliver drugs to, let's say, cancer patients. How'd you like to know that they're going to kind of fill you full of, you know, mutant E. coli viruses? Oh, I don't think so. Turn off that IV. I'm checking out. I'm not going there. National Institute of Biomedical Imaging and Bioengineering, they are endeavoring to accomplish this type of treatment therapy, and they call it theranostics. So if you ever hear that term mentioned by your doctor, you'll know what he's talking about. So they'll be able to, they say, use these types of viruses to diagnose you. The doctor won't even have to worry about it. They'll just fill you through full of these mutants, and they'll come back with a diagnosis for the good old doc. Weird science. That's what I say. That's what it is. Well, if you want to remove toxins, cleanse the organs, keep them working well, boost the immune system, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. That's what they specialize in, immune boosting and organ cleansing. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. So seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.